The complaint filed Thursday morning names former Wilmington mayors Dennis Williams, James Baker, their appointees, and the city. The suit seeks separate money awards for 8 children, 1 widow, 3 estates, and 3 surviving firefighters. Co-counsel Tom Neuberger claims the deadliness of the fire, which killed Lieutenant Christopher Leach and senior firefighters Jerry Fickes and Artie Hope, is a result of the city's policy of conditional company closures, known as rolling bypasses. The policy, which Neuberger says officially started in 2009, temporarily takes fire engines and crews out of commission to cut costs, including overtime.
The ability to put over 5,200 gallons of water immediately on the heart of that fire was denied.
Wilmington Firefighter Union President Kevin Turner says the current administration has ignored recommendations to end rolling bypasses.
Mayor Pruzicki and Fire Chief Donahue continued to place money over safety.
A city spokesperson confirms that conditional company closure is Wilmington's current policy. In a statement, Mayor Pruzicki said the city will aggressively defend the case and that the actual facts in the case differ sharply from the narrative contained in the complaint. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.